Everybody back again this week. A Squad, I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. With me, as always, every week is Ricochet. And guest on the show is Giant Shock.
Hey, what's up?
Noah's Redemptor.
Almost forgot my name there.
I did. Max Arguda.
What's going on?
And what are we doing? Zero Cool?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing from now on?
Well, I mean, for now until, you know, maybe.
All right, you know what? I got that backwards. Actually, our guest is Ricochet. Who's been on the show before. He's the owner of the local Game Hut, correct?
That is it.
Which is a local game store here in New York, which
a
we all love.
A hut full of games.
Right. A hut full of games, if you will. We got Full Boat tonight, so let's go right into what's happening. All right, what's happening, guys? I don't want to go into too many too many details since we got a lot of shit. Giant Chuck, what are you playing this week?
We actually played some Call of Duty. Was Black Ops 2, but we went through multiplayer, not the zombies all this time. And we actually brought some old A Squad tricks where we saw a clan of people called the Pure Clan, and we rocked their logo. And then beginning of the match starts, they just start sending us like instant message requests and all types of shit. Like, what the fuck? And we started winning the match, and then they start trying to fucking catch up and win. And anyway, we ended up winning the whole thing, right? And then they start sending us like, "Yo, you think you guys are cool? Blah 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 blah." You know, we'll go 3v3, and it was weird because there was four of us and four of them, which is like, they must have been yelling at one of their dudes.
One of the guys must suck. So
like, you need to get the fuck off the squad. So I'm not 100% positive, but I think that we got rid of some guy from a clan this week.
Okay, nice. So yeah, that's an old 8th Squad tactic of stealing a clan name, and especially when you beat him, you're like, it's all clan now, just to come all heated.
Yeah, dude, they got irate.
Nice. Novus, what are you doing?
I had a busy weekend, so I haven't played anything new.
You went away, right?
I went to Pennsylvania for a friend's wedding.
You have a pass, my friend.
Thank you.
Max Barcuda, what are you doing?
I'm still Batmaning, doing all the little side quest stuff.
What are you trying to hunt down that Riddler?
I was supposed to say, it's an action chip now?
Well, I'm doing like, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Definitely.
But I'm doing the Bourne Riddler stuff. But I did see a good movie that pertains to this show, Video Game the Movie. Came out. It's a documentary. Like Zach Braff and Cliffy B decided to make a documentary about video games.
Yeah, I know.
It's not bad.
I've been watching a TV show called Video Game High School, which started as an internet short.
Right?
Yeah, started as an internet shorts, and it's fun. You can tell it started as a... Yeah,
that's on my queue. I gotta watch him.
Yeah, you can tell it started as a internet thing, but it's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Some guy's giving an interview, the most famous gamer in the world or whatever, and he's pwning people online, and some kid happens to beat him, so he's like invited to be an elite. I don't know, whatever. Watch the show. Zero Cool.
I went back and started playing a little bit of Saints Row 3.
Big Zero. Saints Row 3?
Yeah. Right. You hate my new name.
No.
I can see it.
Go ahead, Zero.
Yeah, just that.
Next week I'm going to have a whole bunch of clips from Nightmare Before Christmas with that dog. Anyway. Zero, Jack's dog.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what's up?
That's it. Just Saints Row.
You must love that fucking movie, dude.
Yeah. Three, though?
Yeah, three. I never beat it.
Why not four, though?
Because I don't have it.
Okay.
It's a good reason.
It's the only reason.
Get it.
Oh, I'm going to beat three first, then I'll get four.
Ricochet, what are you playing this week?
I went back to the old stuff. I actually broke out King's Bounty.
King's Bounty?
King's Bounty for the Genesis.
I haven't heard that shit in Fortnite. It's been a minute for that game.
You can move your seat up.
Nah.
All right. Well,
anyway. He's comfortable, damn it.
All right, sorry.
You got to be comfy. You can be here for a while.
All right, well, I don't really want to talk about King's Bounty. Bullshit. I've been playing Watch Dogs myself, and two cool things about Watch Dogs that I'll get into that I hope people pick up this game for is A, when I bring out my profiler to check out who everyone is on the streets, there are just celebrities walking around. I ran into Aisha Taylor, who does the voice of
Lana
on Archer, as well as other voices. And she's just walking around. She's just in a Starbucks or whatever. I couldn't even figure. I was like, can I hack her bank account or something?
Can you just go, Lana?
No, you can't do anything, man.
The best one I saw online to tie both our games together is when you scan a guy on a park bench. It's Bruce Wayne.
No.
It just says, information, parents dead.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, some of the information is a little personal. Like, I was in a shootout with a cop, and then it goes, just got his son, or has to pick up his preschooler in 2 hours. And thought I was like, man, you know I'm not going to shoot this guy.
I thought it would be 1 week till retirement.
Right, right. I was like, that's fucked up. Anyway, their online mode is sick. See, the interesting thing about their online mode is that they have these guys that come after you for hacking. You know, if you get noticed by a civilian on the street... civilians are everywhere that actually will call up the higher-ups and be like, hey, there's a hacker, and then they'll send what's called a fixer after you to kill you. But a fixer is invited from it's another actual player. So I'm playing my regular game, and I get spotted, and they go, a fixer will be after you shortly. I have to watch out. It'll say, hey, a fixer is hacking you, and they'll give me a circle radius around my dude, and I have to find the guy, the real-life online player who's trying to hack me. And he's trying to get points. He's in the multi. He signed up for a multiplayer game. I'm playing my single player game, but his multiplayer game is dicking around with me in my single player game.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, dude, yeah. It is cool. I have to
it's
find
a take on it.
Yeah, and you can always tell like who's the noob because he's like sprinting around the street. I was like, all right, this guy's dead. But some guys are really good, man. They're like in fake conversations with other people and stuff. And I got to profile them and find them. And it's cool, man. It's a cool online trip.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. Anyway, definitely pick it up if you got Xbox.
It's on PS4?
It is.
Yeah, but I want to play people on the Xbox. I have it on the Xbox.
That was very biased.
Right. All right, fine. Pick it up on the PS4 and the Wii U when it comes out 10 years.
You're talking about the Xbox One, right?
Right.
Okay, just making sure.
Right. All right, so I think we're going to go into new games this week.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
Exciting and new.
What's new? What's new? Not a lot going on this week. I got three games right now that I actually almost cared about, but I don't really. I just had to feel, yeah. There's a bunch of indie games. One game that came out that I'm gonna have for the discussion later, so I'll save that game. But Light came out for PC. Anybody see it?
Light.
Yeah, it looks like an overhead. It's an overhead stealth game. It looks kind of like an HD Atari game, in which you are a square that emits light, and when you walk, you have to like sneak around from other red squares and triangles and shit like that. But when you enter a room, you emit light, so they'll be able to spot that. So it's all about hiding around corners and figuring out where the light's going to shine.
So it's like a shaped version of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a mini game would be in Assassin's Creed.
Interesting.
Man,
I can't even look this up.
Don't pick that.
Shit. No.
Random shapes are just.
Yeah, it is. But
someone
it
didn't
is.
Try.
Crimson Land for it came out for PC in 2003, but it's for PS4 now for 2014. If anyone wants an 11-year-old game, it's a top-down shooter where you defend yourself from wave after wave of enemies. It looks like Smash TV, really.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I guess, man.
I mean, those games are fun. But
yeah.
I'd rather, like, have it doing something else with it.
Maybe something that came out, like, you know, 11 years earlier.
Sounds fun for a Super Nintendo.
Like, yeah. It came out the Zombie one a year or two ago on PS3. That was a lot of fun. It was like, it was like Zombageddon or something like that.
But
even that, it only had so much replay value.
I thought it was Zombie Nation or something like that.
Oh, that one was fun.
That one was fun.
Zombie Nation. And that was online,
like
that, too.
They added something like this, one of the Black Ops games. It's a mini game. It's like Dead Op, Coin Op, something like that. It was a top-down zombie shooter. Basically the same thing.
Okay.
So, like, it seems like it should be more of a mini game thing.
Pass. Now. Whatever. It might be the Xbox. I'm hearing rumors that it might be the Xbox One free game next month. So.
Or every month, really.
Yeah,
forever.
Whatever. And last one, Abyss Odyssey for PS3 and Xbox 360
and PC.
Did
they do it the movie?
No. Right. Neither. The Abyss or 2001 Space Odyssey. I didn't know which one you were referring to.
Yeah, either.
Neither.
It's a weird mashup of both.
Yeah. It's from the developers of Xenoclash, which I actually liked. But it's an action-adventure game by Ace Team, and it's a realistic-looking side-scroller.
A looking sky? What the hell do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, like, Guacamelee is kind of like a cartoony side-scroller, and this one's just kind of... It looks a little more... Yeah, it looks a little more realistic.
Oh.
Not looking at it.
It's side-scrolling, but it's a 3D environment.
Oh. Right, it's like...
You ever play, like... shit, what was that one for Xbox that was awesome? I forget. It looks like an old school shooter, but it's got some depth to it.
Remember Street Fighter the movie, the game, like that.
Yeah, realistic like that. You know,
like CD-ROM.
That was a terrible, terrible game.
I mean, everybody made that face. I'm sure at home everybody made that face too. Like, oh,
it's like CD-ROM graphics, guys.
It's like that.
There was a huge groan.
Anyway, that's the only three. I mean, everything else is like such a tiny indie game, and I'd love to highlight an indie game if I thought they were good.
They're more indie than those three games you just popped out.
Yeah, dude, I got down the list after like four other indie games.
3D
tic-tac-toe. Nobody's getting the push this week. Nobody's getting the push. Step it up, indie game guys. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was fast. Good, because we got a lot of topics tonight. Let's hit the news.
News team assemble.
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square. Hit the B square.
I thought you'd get more excited to hear that, Shock, after you saw Huey Lewis.
Oh, yeah, I saw the news this week.
Did you?
Yeah, they played Citi Field.
Did they mention us?
Yeah.
Did they? They give it a shout out? Yeah, like, tell me they did.
Like, we're going back in town. This one's for A-Squad.
Nice, man. Nice. Anyway, this week, the big, big thing this weekend that I was watching practically the whole weekend was the Evo tournaments. Evo being the largest fighting tournaments.
The room is electric.
No, yeah. I knew what they were. I was watching some of them.
Yeah? I actually only watched Injustice and Super Smash Brothers.
I watched a little of the Street Fighter.
Did you? All right. Yeah. So for people who don't know, Evo tournaments are the creme de la creme, if you will, of multi-nation fighting tournaments. So we have 11
like an
games.
America team, like a
no,
team
just people from the. They're not team based. Right. So it's 1v1s. Even the Smash Brothers is 1-on-1. So it's 11 games, I'll go through them real fast. Ultra Street Fighter 4, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Super Smash Bros. Melee, which is weird that they didn't have the new one.
Melee, it's not weird. Melee is a much more tournament-oriented game. Brawl is just not. The game design was very poor. It wasn't what the old one was. Yeah. Everybody plays Melee if they're playing tournament at this point.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know, but like I figured that Nintendo would just be like, no, you have to use the new one.
We don't think they care. It's still there's still the name Smash Brothers out there.
There were certain things in it that like that they took out of Brawl that people freaked and they just said it wasn't as good. Like certain things that made like the really good players better. They took them out of Brawl.
Right.
Like there's a lot of like jump canceling and stuff like that and all kinds of every character has a way to get like a super way to get back on the board now instead of like certain characters were better at than others, but because they weren't. Other characters were stronger because they couldn't do that. It was weird.
I got really good with that Zelda chain back on the board, and nobody expects that.
I heard that Meta Knight was removed from
Brawl tournaments because he was disgusting. Yeah. He would just everybody would play him. It was just like, I can just fly anywhere.
The Injustice tournaments that I watched, Joker, not allowed.
That makes sense. Right. I think I've seen.
Like, I would have figured.
I've seen like a 90%.
I was watching and I heard one of my friends talk about it. One of the first time like one of the U.S. Americans won, I think it was Marvel, like he won, like number one, and he like placed top 10 in like another game, and I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude.
So wait, you're not allowed to use the Joker?
No.
Yeah, certain characters are banned.
I'll get into the Injustice. I actually wrote a little something about it because I was watching it. But real fast, Super Smash, Mortal Kombat 9, Skullgirls Encore, Killer Instinct, the new one, which I didn't think was that popular a game, Injustice, which really stepped it up this year. Last year, it fucking sucked, the tournaments, I'll say that. But King of Fighters 13, BlazBlue, Tekken Tag Tournament 2, and Street Fighter 2 Turbo is still hanging in there for tournament style.
It's like the best game.
I know, man. It won't die. Anyway, Injustice, last year, it had a lot of frame traps and spammers, and it was very, very...
There's no version of Mortal Kombat at all?
MK9.
Last year it was very hard to watch. I tried watching it because everybody knows I love Injustice. Lots of Superman I-beams and just spamming the shit out of everybody. This year the game, they really put a lot of patches in it. They nerfed what they had to. It was fun, man. The tournaments were fucking awesome. For people who don't know how Evo tournaments work, it's hard to explain. There's a winner's bracket and a loser's bracket.
It's round robin?
No, the losers can come back. Let's just quick around the room. If there was Danny, Brian, myself, and Pete in the tournament, right? and Danny and Brian fought each other, and Brian won, and me and Pete fought each other, which we did in real life, and of course I won. So
how would he miss an opportunity?
So
the
anyway,
reason I was in the example.
Next in the winners' tournament would be me and Brian, and then of course I would spank Brian, and then there's me as the winner. But the losers would be Danny and Pete at first.
All you gotta say is double elimination, dude.
Okay, so double elimination. Like, but I'm explaining it for people who don't know sports that well either. So Danny and Pete would fight each other for the chance to fight Brian. Brian and the winner of that would fight the chance to fight me. And then the winner of that can actually win the tournament, come back.
They'd have
the
to beat, if you're in the loser's bracket and you come into the winner's bracket, you have to beat the winner twice.
Right. Well, like double straight, times. Double yeah, times. Like yeah. If there's two out of three, then you it's got to be four out of six.
Oh, yeah. It's some guy did it at the tournament. That was the whole, that's how
Injustice.
He won. Yeah, he came from the loser's bracket. To
Injustice.
Win.
A lot of the times when you're watching, it ends up the second guy who just got beat by the winner playing him again. You know, he beats the guy he beat previously. Well, whatever. This year, a guy named Sonic Fox, he lost and he came back and he spanked the shit out of this guy named Pig of the Hut six times in a row. Six times in a row with Batgirl versus Zod. They were really exciting to watch. Twice I saw the Batgirl character one hit away from death, and then he came back. One time the other guy had two full bars and he just kicked the shit out of him, man. It was really cool. It was exciting to watch. Good for you, dude. Good for you. And the Smash Brothers, which I wasn't as into, I was just surprised that it was Fox versus a Jigglypuff at the end. I didn't know Puff was tough like that.
Puff's annoying.
Puff was competitive. Anyway, C9 Mango was Fox. CRS Hungry Box, which I like, was Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff.
Wait, do you think that's a chick, though?
They were both dudes.
Oh.
I can clearly see them.
Oh.
Anyway, C9 Mango was from the winner's bracket, and he did not. He just continued to dominate. I mean, it was a tight match at the end, but he won. But the Evo tournaments are a lot of fun, man. I might actually go next year. Lots of cool T-shirts.
Where is it?
What?
Where is it?
It's all over, different spots. You know, it's a worldwide tournament. Usually I think they're in L.A., though. Anyway, Evo tournaments, check them out. They're all over the internet, as well as the Gamer Festival, G-A-Y, you know, the homosexual thing. But
That's literally what they abbreviated it?
Yeah, no, Gamer.
No, Gamer.
Like Gamer.
Oh.
We talked about it on the show before. That went down. I guess it was fun. It's not like they have any like specific
phrasing
events.
Phrasing on that.
Right. Right. I mean, I guess we all see what we're going to see, Danny. So, anyway, three new characters announced for Smash Brothers. One of them, Captain Falcon, was a no shit kind of thing. Two of them from Fire Emblem. I don't know the Fire Emblem games that well. Robin and Lucina. Anybody? Fire Emblem?
They're not in the States, are they?
Those characters?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if they're in the new one or not, because I beat it. I just don't remember their names.
Wasn't, like, I think Roy
and Marth weren't even in the U.S. until after...
Yeah, they came... They're now.
Right.
Now they are. But they were released here in Smash Brothers before...
But we got the last Fire Emblem. Like, they don't have a Fire Emblem that we don't right now.
Okay.
So we have them now. I think Smash Brothers made it actually pretty popular. I think Smash Brothers made those two more popular. We're getting all Fire Emblem up.
Good gameplay made that game popular because it was very fun.
That's a lot of Fire Emblem
it was
characters.
Yeah, I know.
That's a little too much.
Maybe they're pushing it.
Right, it's not.
They must have a game coming out.
Well, cause, maybe.
I haven't heard anything.
I think people just like the realistic human players, and there's not enough. Like, I do like Marth and Roy.
I think people were speculating that they might put Rayman in there because a trophy appeared in like a picture of a
trophy.
Yeah,
there was some character from Fire Emblem that showed up too, but he was just a trophy. You know, everyone's like, oh, this guy's dead.
Yeah. They're supposed to have Mega Man in there, too.
Mega Man's in there?
Mega Man's definitely in there.
They definitely should have Rayman, though. Rayman would fit so well.
Earthworm Jim.
I feel like Rayman is a character that they've been trying to make popular for 20 years, and he's never really caught on that much, to a mainstream.
His games are
I like
fun,
the
though.
Rabbids more than I like Rayman himself.
I heard Ratchet the games are good, but just no one really, like, widely cares.
That's what I mean. I don't think he's got the audience.
Yeah. No.
They're supposed
the only
to be real fun.
I know liked Rayman games was Giant Shot.
The one I had for the Wii was fun.
Right. Well, those were the Rabbids, though, like I said.
Yeah.
I like the Rabbids more than I like him.
Yeah, those games are like
the
car
party
wash
games.
Bin games, bro.
Well, like it's like nobody likes Groot. Everybody likes those little yellow things from Despicable Me. The Minions.
Minions.
I thought you said Groot as in, like, the tree from Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's why
and you will like
Groot. Oh, no. Groot's a man
awesome.
In that.
No. But he's right.
A little Wolverine-y where he comes back all the time, like, for no reason. Like, oh, there was, like, a seed of him or something.
I'm a tree.
Right. Trees don't work like that.
It doesn't matter.
He's a space tree. I'm a space tree.
Right.
He's a mutated space
tree. He's a space tree with a raccoon partner. He can come back from shit.
All right. Crytek still, the in deep shit. They're, the Homefront director, you know... I told you guys that the crew from Crytek's not getting paid anymore, pretty much. They're working pro bono, and they're waiting for Homefront to save them, and they'll be waiting for a long, long time, because those games,
The first one wasn't a big hit, right?
No, hell no, it wasn't. They have Crysis and Rise. Rise didn't do so good. Crysis, they don't have on the horizon coming out.
I had the first Homefront. It was a combination of bad story mode and shitty multiplayer that really killed it.
Yeah, well, that'll do it, you know? Hasset Zala, which I'm not pronouncing correct, the Homefront director, left. He just walked out the door before his game even came out. I don't know. Do you guys think that says anything to whether the game just sucked? He's just like, man, I'm not getting any money from this game, and bounced? Or
maybe he has a better offer, or he has like a contract that he's getting money no matter what.
He might be leaving before all the studios close, because Crytek is like a multinational studio. They have multi studios.
Maybe he was more epic than that. Maybe he won the lotto and just bounced.
Yeah,
like, cussed everyone out, poured, you know, a potato salad down his fucking pants.
Well, two weeks ago, the studio head Carl Hilton confirmed that he was leaving his role, but he plans to stay in the company. It was like the water guy, I think it was, or something stupid. Yeah, man, they're not doing so good. Which sucks. I hope they still have Crysis, man. I really want it.
That's the only game that you're hanging on to there, though. It's all the other games you mentioned before, like last week.
Right, that's why I didn't mention those in the games. I hope that they.
Well, maybe they can sell it off.
Crysis?
Yeah.
Or they could just hang on to them like Sega's done with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Making shitty RPG games?
Yeah. last story that I want to talk about, I actually don't have it in front of me. I just heard it on the way over here. Manuel Noriega is suing Call of Duty Black Ops 2 for. Did anyone play the story mode in that?
Yeah. In the mansion? Was there a level where there was a Filipino mansion?
He's like, no, not that Nori. Manuel Noriega just got around to playing it. I guess they don't give it to him a lot in prison, but there's a place where you have to go kill Manuel Noriega. There's a mission, and you're calling him all sorts of shit. You're like, this ugly bastard and Mr. Pineapple Face, and I remember it.
Can you sue if you're like a dictator like that? Or like just a public figure if your likeness is in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it does like...
Lindsay Lohan is suing Rockstar because she thinks she's the hot girl from it without the name. But they specifically said, we're killing Manuel Noriega and cited a whole bunch of shit he did.
They use his actual name, but I thought...
And his face.
But I thought if you like... Because it's like...
it's Manuel Noriega.
I get that. But I thought if you... It's supposed to be like, you know...
Dictators are public...
No, like, if you don't use a real name or something like that, like, I thought it was just kind of like, you know.
Oh, it was spelt the same, said the same, and he was the dictator of the same country. But it's Manuel Noriega.
Also,
why is he allowed to play a video game?
I don't know.
In the same game, you had Castro living beyond an assassination attempt, so he's probably like, ha, you got it right.
Right. Well, all right. I mean, you know, Castro's probably high on the horse about it.
And he was a playable character during Zombies.
And he wasn't constantly insulted throughout the thing, man. What's he going to do with money anyway, though, Noriega?
None of those Wolfenstein games had Hitler in it?
They all had Mecha Hitler.
Right. Yeah, you know, Hitler's not doing a lot of suing now, though.
Yeah. I killed Hitler in Clever and Game.
You figure the Germans wouldn't be happy about you throwing Hitler in Game.
I don't think they care.
The Germans as a people can't sue people for using Hitler.
Like Sniper Elite 3 just did. So.
Yeah, Sniper Elite 3, last mission.
Yeah, they just wasn't it DLC that they added, or was it like an actual part of the mission? I thought it was DLC.
It's in the promo. So if it is DLC, that's a dick move.
I'm pretty sure it's DLC, and they're just like, yeah, buy our game. You shoot Hitler.
Mostly, all the DLCs came in the first wave of the game.
But also,
right on the game.
Who's rushing up and be like, wants to be known as the guy that defended Hitler?
Right.
Who wants to be known as that guy?
There's a lot of people go out of state.
Yeah.
Head a little bit towards Pennsylvania.
It changed admission.
All right, so that's the news, except for, of course, one game that's coming out. Like I said, I wanted to save that for talking points. I think it's time to take a test.
Oh, snap.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test your might.
knives his ass so hard.
This is only a test.
All right, so I couldn't come up with a theme for tonight's test, so I actually just took a whole bunch of hodgepodge of facts that I happen to know and made them into a test.
Nice.
So we got six questions. One of them is... Hulk Hogan is here in the studio tonight. He'll be helping us out. He gets very, very angry when you guys get it wrong, and very sexually aroused when he gets it right.
So, that works out because I've been saying my prayers and eat my vitamins.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
He loves that.
Nice.
All right. So
I hope the answers are on the page.
Yeah, no, the answers are definitely in my notebook.
Well, same.
But you're not sitting behind
someone could cheat over that.
I'm purposely
oh, you're talking
away.
About that? You sit over my shoulder like you're my fucking parrot. Like.
Well, I'm not over there today, so I can't cheat.
You're like right. an Iago.
I always lose. Right. Like,
right. Wait, didn't you win last week?
I did. Shh. I tied one with,
don't tell
with okay. John Shock.
Question one. Raising hands. While made popular by Contra, the Konami Code's first appearance was actually in this game.
Oh, we lose points, right, if we get it wrong?
Nah, fuck it.
Okay.
Oh, Danny.
I was going to say Galaga. I did this like 2 weeks ago and I forget it.
It's, I know.
That's not what I want.
It's like, Biorhythm or something. I have no idea what.
Anybody?
I'm just going to name old games. Like, oh, Centipede.
We're going to start hurrying?
I knew the game. I just.
I did this like 2 weeks ago.
Anybody?
Oh, that's awesome, by the way.
Oh, that's where I'm like, I just heard this.
It?
And it was in your segment.
It was my Konami Code start thing.
Anybody?
You could end the.
Sounds like
don't,
Sonic.
Yeah, don't play that. That's a creepy noise.
No, I love it.
Gradius.
Gradius, close.
Gradius. -1 point for Danny.
What the, no, you said no. Don't start with that shit.
Fuck you, Danny. No, no, I won't. Because these are kind of hard. There's no theme. That's just off the top of my head.
You're right. He didn't say -1 point. He meant -2 points.
Mm-hmm. Right. I didn't mention points off for whining.
I didn't say you'd get a point though your next time.
All right, anyway. Zero all. Number two, this system was originally planned as a CD-ROM add-on for the SNES. Max Barracuda?
CDI?
Try to stop me from hitting you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
PlayStation?
I'm madly in love with you.
Oh, All right.
Yes, I knew that too.
It was Sony right. PlayStation 1.
Nintendo was like, yeah, we'll see you later.
Then they bailed.
Then they did the CDI, I think.
Yeah, and they did the whole fail.
Yep, they created their own problem.
Which led to those Zelda games.
All right, number three. Nintendo of America, I expect Giant Shock to maybe know this one, is actually majority owner of this MLB team. No points off, fellas.
That face you gave.
Wait.
It's got to be some fucking garbage team.
Why does it have to be a garbage
team? Actually, they just bought a whole bunch of shit. Dodgers.
Oh my God, you're dead.
No, sorry. Anybody else? Oh,
the Giants?
That's not what I want.
No.
I think we're guessing.
It's probably one of the teams that were just sold.
Like Blue Jays. I have no idea.
Try to stop me from hitting you.
Texas Rangers?
What the hell is wrong with you?
You don't get two guesses, by the way.
Someone gets Texas Rangers.
Right. Anybody done?
Texas Rangers.
No. We're done?
Like I got nothing to
all right. Whoa. Nintendo of America is actually the majority owner of the Seattle Mariners.
They weren't even bought recently.
They own them.
I went to Giants.
They own them.
Why? Because it's West Coast?
Yeah.
So far, so Victor leading with 1 point.
Oh, yeah.
This popular game series originally got its start as a scrapped version of a sequel to Resident Evil. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Danny Mac.
Devil May Cry.
I'm going to go out and buy a house. I'm going to get you an engagement ring, and hopefully you'll think about moving to Minnesota.
What movie is that from?
I guess I got it right.
Would you like put a button?
Hulk, no, that sounds like
Hulk loves it.
He just bought you an engagement ring. I would take it back.
What I love about the Hulk quotes is you don't know where that's going.
No.
I'm like, is it right?
I think you got it wrong.
No, we got it. No, dude. It doesn't get right.
He wants to marry you and move to Minnesota. That sounds terrible.
All right, so we got 1 point. Five. And keeping in mind there's six six questions plus this, so try and step it up, fellas. This famous brawler game was originally intended as a sequel to Street Fighter and was called...
They kind of all went at the same time.
Street Rage?
Victor?
Try to stop me from hitting you.
We tried.
Final Fight?
Oh, yeah.
I'm madly in love with you.
Damn it, it was one of those.
All the characters. Guy, yeah. Was a
that's why they got crossovers.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we got 1 point
they're
all
both made
around.
By Capcom.
Six. The fairy music from Legends of Zelda Ocarina of Time is actually a reuse from a track from this world in Super Mario Bros. 3.
Whatever. Pyramid World.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Do we have to name the world?
Yeah.
Describe it.
Sky World?
Oh my god, you're dead.
Anybody? You got something? There are only eight worlds. Two are down.
The big world.
You want to guess first?
I was going to say a giant world.
That's not what I want.
The first world.
Ice World.
Try to stop me from hitting you.
What a generic, boring book.
Water World.
I didn't even remember the Water World.
Yeah. It's got the sound. It's got the music from the fairy music. Yeah. Night, light, airy music. It's where you first get the toad suits.
Oh, the fucking toad suits.
Yeah. Yeah.
World 3, I think that is.
I want to say it's 2.
Really?
We're talking about Mario World 2. Mario
3?
Mario 3. I want to say it's 2.
I thought 2 was Pyramid World.
That was a little further.
That was the sands.
Two is Pyramid World.
No, 2 is sands. 3 is water.
Yeah.
4 is giant.
Is 4. Yeah.
5 is...
You know, I didn't play 4, like, Shadow giant world sky. Until, like, much later in my life because I always
Yeah, I think 5 is sky, 6 is ice, 7 is the piranha plant world, and 8 is the...
Final. What's the Italian stereotype one where you're in the boot and, like... There's,
that's
like,
the entire...
That's no, game. That's 7. 7 is where you get the boot because you have to get around the
you're
piranha
in the boot
plants.
And there's... No, but there's the Leaning Tower of Pisa in the back.
Oh, that's a...
7, right?
That's just racist.
Right.
Why is a landmark racist? Look at the character.
All right, so right now, this bonus question, fuck it, I guess it's for 2 points, because everyone's just going to bet their points.
I bet 0.
Well, you have 0. Yeah. Ricochet's got 0. This one will be for 2. I don't think anyone's
going to get it. I don't agree.
I don't care what you agree with. Halo and Mario have more than you think in common. For starters, voice acting. Voice actress Jen Taylor lends her talents to characters in both series. Name a character from each series that she voices. Max
She's
Barracuda.
Cortana and Peach.
Hey, man, let's go out tonight.
Oh, all right, all right. We got a winner.
Is that good?
Right. Yeah.
Was that right?
Yeah,
I know she's
man.
Cortana. I'm just picking the only other woman in a Mario game.
Would you move to Minnesota so we can get married there the first chance we get?
He's really hung up on Minnesota.
He loves it, man.
My other guess would have been Toad because they have to have some sort of high voice for that.
That's why I said that. It's actually she's Peach, Toad, and Cortana.
And then the other one is the guy who does Mario is in Skyrim. He plays the dragon.
Right, right.
There's a lot of repeat work for these
they're
guys.
They're a talented group.
I knew that
they're
one.
They're a talented group. All right, so winner tonight, Max Barracuda.
Max Barracuda.
Oh, yeah, you guys
got the theme tune?
No, I don't have it.
Let's say that was the most anti-thematic.
I'm just happy
ever.
To beat Barracuda. Novus again. That's
oh, damn.
All the theme.
He didn't mention anybody else but you.
He didn't say the fellas. Yeah. Right?
No, because nobody else gets you. Personally upset.
Yeah, that's true.
You should see him in the studio right now. He's just flipping shit. It's crazy.
when you edit this, just cueing some noises around here, some tables flipping.
Just like, yeah, like cartoon sound effects.
Like babies like, crying.
Bing, pow! All right.
If you're ricocheting bullets, you know.
Oh, what was I going to do? What section was I going to do next? My bad. Oh, talking points. From far away.
Oh. All right, everyone, back up off your mics.
All right. Something I wanted to talk about that was a news story, but I actually wanted to talk about it with everyone, so talking points. Talking points. This week, we saw a very poignant simulator come out that... Well, let me back up this story for a second. Let me just put a pin in this and back it up. Last month, this the French came out with the I forget which studio, but French studio came out
White
with
flag
a
games.
A drowning simulator that was very harsh. Man, I tried it online. It's to teach people boat safety. It was very realistic, and you can't win. The boat's flying away, and you just drown.
So, what's it teaching anybody?
It was like
don't fall. Off.
Don't fall in that water. Yeah. You're gonna drown.
It was harsh, man. It was fucking harsh. Anyway,
don't go in the water.
Anyway, this week, a very poignant game came out called Coming Out. It's actually to help people get through coming out to your parents on being gay.
So, like, you just say you're gay, and you get.
So, how long did you play this for?
How long did I play? I don't give a fuck if I got to play.
It's like
it.
Been there, done that.
I'm a very young buck. I don't care. I'll play it all day long. Anyway, 19-year-old indie game developer. What was his name? Nicky Case came out with it. He lives in the Bay Area, and he describes coming out in an email as like the Walking Dead games meet text messages. It's actually a pretty stylized game.
The Walking Dead games, huh?
Yeah. Why, you think he's shooting for the moon?
Hopefully it's the Telltale ones.
Yes.
No, it's Survival Instinct.
No, he made a crappy game.
Well, no pun intended, but being gay sucks, and it's the other one.
No.
It's an awful game.
Well, actually, it sounds kind of beefy. Your every choice influences the story, he says, and you've got to be careful to navigate between lies, truths, half-truths, and whatnot. Well, my question was not whether everyone's going to play this game. But do you think these simulators are actually going to help people? Like, do you think the boat safety thing is going to help anyone, or this would actually help?
I'm still baffled by this drowning game. What is it? Like, what do you do?
Try not to drown,
dude. No, well, you struggle to swim, and you can't, and you start getting heavier, and then you just go under the ocean.
That's not even a game.
That's not a game.
But that's it. That was it.
And the water levels always suck in every game. Yeah, this is the worst kind.
Especially Mario, since you guys couldn't figure it out.
I kind of want to play the Coming Out game. That sounds kind of fun. Like, your dad's just kind of on the verge of freaking out, and you got to...
Yeah, that's balls on what it is, man. And they're like, do you like... I saw a little bit of it. They're like, do you think you could go back? And you have to be like,
how gay are you, son?
No, or, you know, so it's like, maybe.
How gay are you? Like, Freddie Mercury gay? And it's like, yes, no? You're like, oh, yeah, dad. And he's like, oh, stroke.
I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure Freddie Mercury was bisexual, so...
Yeah, but he was flaming. Like,
Freddie Mercury was just Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, he was in his own league. So.
Right, he did whatever he wanted. Anyway, do you guys think these simulators are actually helping people?
No.
Really?
No.
You don't think it would make
100%?
Not the two you gave us. Yes.
Okay. The drowning one might teach both.
Maybe flight simulators.
The drowning one's stupid. But the gay one, I could see that happening.
Maybe the coming
and maybe helping somebody get some confidence into doing it.
They have good intentions, but they kind of seem ultimately fruitless.
The homeboy lives in the Bay Area, so I mean, it's probably different from region to region. I'm sure if you're a gay person in the Bay Area, it's way easier to come out to your parents than, like, let's say if you were in Kansas or something like that.
Yeah, anywhere like Midwest or anything like that.
With Bible Belt?
My point, at least that one gives you something, like some inspiration.
At least some good lines to hit them.
Yeah,
up with.
You achieve that game, you might get, like, you know, young gay person might get a little confident about it. Drowning one, nothing. There's
right.
Nothing there.
Right.
I mean, they should just.
Just don't press a button, you're going to drown anyway.
They should just make one then for, like, everything. Like,
well,
like,
they have
got my girlfriend pregnant.
I mean,
pop, like.
flight simulators. Flight simulators have been used for a long, long time.
But, like, you got to also think about ones that are just kind of goofy, like Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator is very...
That's helping a lot of people.
That's hysterical.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like you're calling it a simulator, but it's not meant to do anything.
That's not a real simulator. I'm not talking about that.
Neither is the drowning one, really. That's just
sad. Man. It simulates what you would do if you would kick a goat across half the board.
I guess.
Technically, it is simulating drowning.
Yeah, it's definitely simulating drowning.
Which is probably, like, really depressing for some people.
Oh, no, dude. It's a harsh game to play.
I've simulated drowning in every Mario game I've ever played.
No, there was a commercial... Back when they were trying to, like, not do drugs, and there was this girl drowning in her room, and that was the most that was the most brutal commercial I've ever seen. That was simulation.
You know what
enough.
Else was rough? Our Lady Peace video.
Which one was
they
that
just,
one?
They did the same fucking thing, dude.
Oh, it was just it was that was a brutal video when I was a kid. I'm like, this is terrifying.
It's not like that. You're not drowning in a house.
You know what scared me, bro? And they were like, "This is your brain," and they're like.
That one really hit you hard. That egg one.
I love eggs, bro. Yeah, I got to do me some drugs.
Going back to the song you played
you're
before.
You're like, wait a second. It's dangerous to consume until I do drugs?
with the song you played before, the Sonic song, like that's the song I fear hearing when I'm drowning in the water. Like I fear hearing that as I'm dying. So
you, you start to the hearing it, you're quicker. Like, I gotta find that air bubble.
You gotta get to that bubble, man.
Yeah. But it's not gonna be one.
I don't know if these simulators are doing any good, man. I mean, like,
they're not helping anybody.
You don't think so?
100% not.
I don't know.
I think that for something like that, for the coming out thing, you have to, you know, actually work with people, not just something like that.
I guess if it goes really bad, you can always blame the video.
Yeah, but I think
You're right. I think if you need to come out to your parents or something, I don't know, but I would imagine there's some sort of hotline.
Well, maybe the game itself could help out. Like, what are you playing? Coming out to my parents? Hey.
By the way.
You put it on their credit card.
By the way, icebreaker. I'm gay.
At least it's got good intentions.
Yeah.
I'm really anti this drowning game, though.
Yeah, because the drowning game has no good intentions.
There's no intentions.
I thought you guys all knew about it. I thought I talked about it, the drowning game. No?
I care less about the drowning game. There's no
I
game
think I want to
so
talk
can you
about
beat
it.
The drowning
about.
Game? Like, you don't drown?
No.
So... There's no point in the game.
That's not the point of the game. The point of the game is not to teach kids, all right, I guess if I hit enough buttons, I can stay afloat.
Can you practice, like good boat safety and just wear a life preserver?
No.
Then there's no point to it.
It's like, hey, you know drowning? You know the worst thing that can happen to you? Enjoy.
Why don't they teach you things to, like, do in the ocean so you don't drown? Because there's ways to not drown.
I'd much rather drown than get, like, eaten by a shark or something like that.
At that point...
Shark eat simulator, you think?
I'd rather bleed out.
They have that game.
I might
want to
get eaten by the shark than drown.
You're insane. Then drown?
I'm in the shark camp.
I think the shark will kill you quicker than drowning.
Are you guys kidding me? Where's the shark? What?
I take one shot.
I think the shark drowns you anyway. I think the shark brings you down.
Let's say the shark... You go gurgle, gurgle,
you got that hot pain of teeth through your ballsack.
Let's say he bit you and you just bleed out slowly. It's still a terrible death.
It's a man's death.
It's a terrible death.
We are... way off topic.
Thanks, White Flag Studios.
All right. I was just asking. It was just a quick question. Tonight, we're actually going to have a surprise debate, and then I'm going to ask Jay a couple questions about his video game store. We're going to do the tag team debate. Yeah. I don't think anyone knows. I think Johnny Jack actually knows what we're going to debate.
Not great.
But nobody else. So
cheaters.
Time for the debate.
Two-man ninja! One-man lead!
Four-man
enter.
Two-man lead.
Well, there's no turning back now. This means war.
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Now, let's get it on.
Well, since I do know, none of them else know, do you want to have these two versus those two?
No.
You say this as if you prepared.
You didn't prepare anything. I know you didn't. Oh, did you?
A little bit.
No, did you?
A little bit.
Then, well, whatever. Okay. It's just going to be like that, man.
Cheating going on. All right. Here.
So I got the idea online communities for Halo and for Respawn Studio are actually having beef this weekend to watch on Twitch. And it's going to be fun. They're fighting each other on Respawn's turf in Titanfall. And a bunch of the top Halo players are coming over there and they're saying that Titanfall... Basically, it's a Twitter battle where they were saying that Titanfall is not as intricate as Halo. So they're going to be beefing. So it's going to be fun. I may watch it. I may not, depending on what I'm doing.
You're really putting me in a debate about this?
No, I'm not. Let me finish.
Thank you.
All right.
This is beneath me.
Well, I'm not going to do Titanfall because it's too young a game, but I am going to do Call of Duty. So we're going to put a Call of Duty versus Halo. Which one's better? I figured this is an easy one. Everyone come up with shit. To see how this double debate's going to go. I don't know how this shit's going to go. I imagine it's going to be Brian, then Eric, then Pete. Brian and Pete are a team. Eric and Danny are a team.
Yo, we got this.
Yeah, but...
Who's on what side?
Part of the problem is I don't play Halo. I like almost never have.
Do you play Call of Duty?
I do.
You got Call of Duty.
Okay.
All right.
This is bullshit. I play way more Halo.
As soon as they put me on the team with you, you've been spending like 30 minutes of every like last 4 or 5 weeks talking about Halo 2. And I'm like, I'm going to disappoint this man so bad.
Well, it looks like Danny's not going to be much help.
Oh, God.
All right. No. I thought of it. Since Novus and Max... Or Danny and Pete. We've been using their real names. Novus and Max happen to be world-class complainers. what we're going to do is we're going to have Brian and Giant Shock and Zero Fool go, and they're going to go against each other, and then Novus and Max get the rebuttals. So you can really just kind of pick apart what the other person said. So, Giant Shock, if you will.
All right.
Halo.
What, I got Halo?
Yeah.
I thought I had Cold Duty.
You didn't.
Incorrect.
All right.
Wait, did you prepare for Call of Duty?
I did.
Perfect. No, Halo. Halo. Halo it is. You're on the same foot as everyone else.
All right.
Just go opposite of everything you were going to say.
Right.
You've already failed.
Okay. Well, then, can I at least go a second? Like, I got to forget everything. Wait.
Everyone's in the same boat, buddy. I don't know.
No, I'm in the worst boat because I had everything.
He had this whole script in front of him.
I have anything in front of me. I give me like 30 seconds or something.
All right. Come on, Captain Charismatic. Let's do this.
Let's do it, Zero Cold.
Okay. We got Call of Duty. Any one of them? I can't pick the whole, like,
the series.
Why the series? Yeah. Is a better series than Halo?
Call of Duty is a better series because, one, it is more realistic. There is... When you get shot, you die. There is no this, I can duck around a corner and completely come back in full health in 4 seconds. There is better guns. There is more interesting guns. The futuristic guns, half of them, I don't even pick up half the time in Halo. I literally stick to my good 2 guns, and I just... And Call of Duty, though, I have tons of guns. Depends what I'm playing. Depends on the game type. I love them. The maps in Call of Duty are very interesting and very intricate. I just think they have a lot more depth to them. And you could just, it seems like more of a team-oriented thing. You really need to bunker down because you guys die if you run out there like idiots. You're just going to get lemming to death. Halo, one man can go in there like an army and take out an entire squad for no reason because I have a shield.
Don't forget about the sword.
Oh, God.
There's the sword.
The instant melee death of Halo 2. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That was a brutal mistake on their part. Call of Duty, the storyline of Call of Duty is way better than than Halo. Halo was just a shitty storyline. It ended terribly. There wasn't even an ending. I don't even believe that was an ending. I love the storyline of Call of Duty. I felt for the characters. Soap's my boy, okay? Like, it's just so much better in every way I can think of right now.
All right. Giant Shock, you're trying to sell Halo to a young buck out there who can only have 60 bucks? He's buying... Call of Duty or Halo? Let's go.
All right, well, that works out because there's a bunch of Halo games that are pretty sweet. Even the older you get, the better you get. It's like a fine line, Eric. Why would you change it? While in Call of Duty, there's a whole bunch of random shit that's killing you from God knows where. Right? There's fucking airstrikes and like robots and all types of nonsense, man. You got to get into the face of the person you're killing in Halo. All right? Not to mention that in every type of game mode, it's better than Halo. Capture the flag... I was just playing old Slayer, and then why do you need a ton of different weapons when you've perfected them already in Halo? You have the sniper rifle, the rocket launcher, and by the way, why don't you get some whips, bitch? Like,
right, new one has vehicles, by the way, right. Has mechs.
Maybe we'll talk about the new one. Well,
it's not out yet.
Yeah, well, we got tanks, we got
shitty tanks,
Banshee.
Oh, you're not in the rebuttal, Dick.
Yo, shitty tanks. Those tanks are game changers over there. I think the fourth one it had mech warriors and shit, right? Did that not happen?
Yes.
Mech warriors?
Yes.
You know, and you know what? We're smart enough to steal off of Call of Duty. We took all the cool stuff that you did, like created classes and different suits and stuff. We made it even cooler. All right, we're looking like awesome Gundams instead of like just random soldiers you care less about. Not to mention the story mode. You can talk about story mode. Cortana is a legendary character. If you mention Soap to anybody, think that you're washing up. All right. So, and my final thing is, how could you like Modern Warfare when there's futuristic combat out there?
Nice. Danny, would you like to rebuttal with Giant Shock then?
Not particularly. They have nothing for this.
I was just do medium. All right. Like,
nothing? No. All right.
No. Stick with the two of them.
Okay. Rebuttal.
Rebuttals. Okay. The reason that Call of Duty didn't have vehicles because they didn't need them. The gameplay was better by itself. Two, they got them eventually just because, you know, people complained about it. But I don't think you have the one important thing that you don't have. Zombies. We have crazy, awesome, 2 different zombies games, and they're both awesome. How's your zombies doing? Oh, yeah, your zombies is shit. Like, it's not even worth playing. What, are you going to play Griffball? Have fun with that, okay? Our game types are way better. They're more in-depth, and they put more work into them because they're better. That's why.
Giant Chuck, rebuttal.
Classicness, man. Blood Gulch.
If I want red classic, I'll play Atari, okay?
We have red versus blue. a hilarious series about our.
I'm gonna talk about video.
Rebuttal for Giant Shock.
All right. Was it that the people who play Halo are smart? They made a whole franchise, Rooster Teeth, on the Halo game, which they filmed in Halo. So it's actually kind of a movie maker when you really think about it.
Rooster Teeth plays Call of Duty also. Just throwing that out there.
No one knows about that.
They play a lot of games.
There's no Griff. There's no Donut or Sarge or Lopez and none of that.
So you're saying to make the game better, they had to make fictional characters about the characters so you care about them?
It's Giant Shock's rebuttal.
It's more epic when you win in Halo. When you return a flag or kill a guy, you had to, like, wear him down and kill him. It's not like, oh, man, I just, you know, spray and pray, and, oh, he dies, and I get on, like, some kill streak, and then all of a sudden bombs are dropping, like, missiles are coming in, there's a stealth bomber that ends the whole round. No, you have to earn your victory.
What, you mean technology came and helped you because we're in the future? That's weird.
No, I mean, not to mention all the guys in Halo, the Master Chief armor is just way cooler than anything in Call of Duty. All
right, so last section, Zero Cool, personal insult for Giant Shock.
You got stupid, doofy long hair.
Giant Shock, personal insult towards Zero Cool.
Fuck you, Baldo.
And the panel, I guess this week, of Max, Novus, and Ricochet. Who do you think win? What series would you go with?
I'm going to take myself out of this, because I was rooting for Brian, because I thought he was my partner the whole time.
Okay. All right, Novus, which one would you go with?
I'm gonna have to go with the Call of Duty one. So
okay, Ricochet.
And I'm gonna go with Halo because I don't like Call of Duty.
Well,
I don't think people can disassociate themselves.
I know.
Or do you just
for the record, my brother just didn't vote for me. Just throwing that out there.
Right. I would.
You expected the vote.
Respect. Respect.
No. I just expected it. Because you're a douche.
I would go
a little
with,
harder next.
I would go with Giant Shock because Victor would not let him rebuttal.
I'm very stubborn.
Yeah, respect the game. Respect the game.
Good fight.
Good fight. Do the debates because they're like there's actually like they're equal in their charisma here.
Debates. Very nice. All right. We
felt passionately about these two.
We have an incredible.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a huge fan of Halo.
We can have an incredibly salty debate.
I have corner butthurt over here.
I had to rework my whole end quote.
To see the personal attack round on Danny and Pete. It would just be like the most earth-shattering insult.
I wish it was the other way around so we hear the whole thing. You should just do it again.
I had a whole end quote. It's like, was it how could you call yourself, was it futuristic combat when you're not even better than modern warfare?
It was nice.
But I had to reverse it and make it less.
All right.
Whatever. All right. Respect.
All right. So that...
You put too much thought into it.
So, we found out...
about your shitty store.
We found out something this week, and that is that tag team debates won't happen.
Well, I mean, it depends on the tag team.
Good debate. I enjoyed it. Right now, we're going into A-Squad interrogations, where I'm going to ask Ricochet. And I think, Victor actually works at another...
you mean Zero?
Game store. Zero, yeah, fine.
I might switch it back at this point.
Call yourself Victor Zero.
Right.
That's a cool name.
So, let's start.
Wistful.
Let's start the interrogation.
Now, listen here, you little bitch. I'm going to ask you some real simple questions, and I want some real simple answers.
That's the only clip we have.
It works, though.
That one doesn't fall into dubstep.
All right, so I know that you said that you have recently, you're kind of shying away from newer games, right? Don't you have like a ton of...
We do a lot of retro where we are, so that's pretty much our market.
Right, so what's the vibe of your store that's different than... Because I know the vibe. I know you guys got like a ton of cool shit. You guys got... clothing, you got the t-shirts, the hats, the plush dolls, like all the stuff that you normally have to like hunt around for video games. You guys have all that shit.
We bring a lot of it in. It's what tracks, as I said, the toys and everything. We do pop figures for all the games.
Right. What made you guys go that way instead of just trying to power out new games?
We kind of just went off what the customers want.
Okay.
We just brought in what they want.
Jewelry, right? You got jewelry there from Final Fantasy. All sorts of shit, man. It's like a video game haven. Now, I know, Victor, the game store you worked with, you guys are more the traditional blast-out newer games.
We do blast newer games because, I mean, new games get people in the store.
Yeah.
But the used games are where we make our money.
Right.
So it's like, we blast out our name because we want, like, obviously we're going to have to have all the new games, but we want trade-ins. That's what we want.
Right.
So is we it, get the trade-ins in the new games and we make money.
For your store? Since absolutely. Your store is a...
The trade-ins,
trade-ins run the store.
The store.
Yeah?
Without trade-ins, you can't.
What about the plushies and all that cool shit that I like at your store?
The plushies go.
You okay.
They just don't make a big enough market.
And an inventory, basically.
Okay.
It's basically you come in, you get a used game, you get a doll.
All right.
You try to get people to walk out with two or three items instead of one.
The video games, you said you don't make that much of a profit margin, but what about these systems? Do you make anything on the systems, really?
Nah. Not new systems. Used systems, we do a lot of the repairs.
I'm not talking about the used stuff, because you said that's where you make your bread and butter, but like even the new systems?
New systems.
You're probably making like $10 on a new system.
Yeah? Really? Yeah. Damn. No, profit margin's that low?
Yeah. It's that bad on new.
It's horrible. Well,
for people thinking about it, because everybody, I'm sure, has thought about it, what... Now, you went a different way, and you opened up a game store, and you didn't go with a franchise. Is there a reason you didn't want to go with a franchise? Do they make you do certain things that you didn't feel like doing?
Yeah, it's just someone else that you got to listen to. You run your own store, you open your own thing, you do what you want. You
okay.
don't answer to nobody.
How hard was it to open up your game, your own game store? I know...
Not massive, it's just, you know what I mean? It's hard to get the games at first unless you find something you
right.
know, that you can buy. We found a couple warehouses that we were able to buy a ton of games at once, so it kind of filled up the walls nicely.
Okay. You get your brother-in-law to do some free electrical work? That's
Yeah, we got him in there.
Yeah, that's always good.
Well, the problem with the franchise is that...
He's a cool dude.
They take percentages. Like,
yeah.
I know Play and Trade, depending on when you signed up, is how much they took. Like, let's say, on average, they take, like, 3% of pretty much whatever you make. And that's not profit. They take 3%. So, like, on a new system...
I would hate somebody's hand in my cookie jar.
But
would,
let's say a new system. So they get 3% of my system when I sell it.
Mm-hmm.
That means we lost money. Mostly when we sell the system.
Yikes.
A new system, you lose money on them.
Well,
it's only half
well,
them.
You guys get kind of screwed, too, because, like, with the Play and Trade, you guys pay royalties, but we're in New York right now. I don't see any ads for Play and Trade.
We're the only ads for Play and Trade.
Well,
right.
They are radio ads all the time.
That's ours. Yeah. Only ours. Not like, the other two don't pay a dime for it. It's literally our
only
store. Only does the location.
If you're a part of, like, a GameStop or somewhere, Play and Trade, that's a big, big, you know, national thing, like, I'm sure that they buy these systems at, you know, at such a high rate that you're probably getting them much less when you bring them in.
It's for GameStop, yes, because they buy in bulk and then ship it to their stores.
Yeah, that's what the whole point of being
Play and Trades or privately owned franchises.
All right, that wouldn't want to be part of that, but the GameStop itself, like, you can make money on, like, new games and systems just because that...
The amount of bulk.
Because of the bulk that
you buy. Yeah, but you can't open up a GameStop, right. am I
of course
right?
You can. You can buy the franchise.
No.
It's not a franchise.
You can't.
It's not a franchise.
It's
not a franchise.
It's like Starbucks.
No, GameStop is
own.
Not a franchise.
GameStop just is like, okay, we're going to open up one here, and that's
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, and they also buy direct from Sony and Xbox, and that's why they get their price break.
All right.
Man. Plus, that's why they push pre-order so much, so they know exactly how many you get. To ship them, so they're not losing money because they're never over-ordering.
All right, let me ask another question that people might not know. When a new game comes out, you guys don't order it from the manufacturer. Where do you guys order it from, Rickshay?
We have warehouses, a couple of them that, you know, across the United States that we get them from.
And do they contact you? Like, are they like, yo, Halo's coming out, you want it? Or do you have to call them?
They usually give us a call if we don't call them by, like, Friday when the games come out Tuesday. So we usually place the order Thursday, Friday, make sure it gets shipped on Thursday, Friday, and we get it. You know,
and do they
Tuesday.
Try and hit you up for every game, or just they're like, yo, we know this one's going to be big?
Depends on which warehouse you call. Some of the warehouses, you know, this is
some warehouses send out weekly emails with, the, like, all the new games, a list, and prices, and stuff like that.
Okay. That's interesting. So if somebody... Would you have any pointers for somebody who was looking to open up their own game store, like to how to set it up? I like your setup. I like the fact that you have a whole bunch of, like, phone cases and cool trophies and shit in your store. I like that. But would you have anything if somebody was trying to open up their own?
Just basically find out what, you know, sells in your area, because that's what you need to bring in there. Because if you bring in the stuff that doesn't sell in your area, you ain't gonna make it.
There's a couple of things you should really know if you're opening a game store. One, location is everything. Absolutely everything.
Right.
Two, you're going to need enough money not only to stock your store, but to run it for 2 years.
Was that what you did, Ricky?
Yeah.
You need two.
You had a
they
stockpile
said,
of dough?
They need, you really need either another job or something to run that, because video game store in the first 2 years, they don't make money. You're getting your name out there. You're getting inventory. You're getting trade. You're putting out more than you're making at first.
Right.
You really need, I'd say, a good 2 years worth of money to back it up. Because the store's not going to start paying for itself until you have a customer base.
Okay.
That's so, really the two major ones. So pick your location and have extra money.
I know Play and Trade, where Victor works, has you guys pay the royalties and they cover your commercials and shit, right? The company?
Nope.
They don't?
Part of our contract agreement was we have to pay X amount of money for advertising to promote the store.
Right, that's but part you have of our to,
contract.
Right?
Yeah, it's part of our contract with them.
Okay, but, well, Ricochet, I know you do advertising too, but you came up with like a bunch of different shit to advertise. You mind telling everybody what you do to advertise?
We do a lot of pizza box covers. We do mail-outs. I also run a couple other things that we run out for mailing stuff. We wrap the cars.
Yeah, he's so, got the car. So
the do the mails work a lot? Because it's a digital age. You know, I figure that the emails.
The emails definitely we get from the customers because we give them all free discount cards.
The pizza boxes? I would think that's still a hotness.
The pizza box works nice because we put the coupons on it, so it drives people in. You give them a $5 off coupon off a new game, and just it gets people in the store.
And how much do you have to pay the pizzeria to do that? Do you have to pay them like per pizza or just?
No,
per...
we kind of make deals when we give them free menus because it's basically a double sided. So basically, our coupons are on one side and their menus on the other.
That's a good idea, man. Yeah, so. All right.
You know, what seemed to work for us really well was on the back of the receipts at the local food store. Would print out our discount, our things, like a free discount card or buy one, get one free on used games.
Mm-hmm.
And it print out on every coupon, every receipt they got when they bought food. So literally every time you got a receipt, you'd be like, oh, Play and Trade. It's right down the road.
Right, right.
And it seemed to work really well. We got a lot of those back. And, I mean, radio advertisements always help.
Yeah.
It's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Now, do you enjoy owning a brick-and-mortar store? Or would you rather maybe just do everything online?
I would not do anything online. I actually don't enjoy the online thing. I think there's just too much headache in it to track everything, get things out, ship. I just
If you own a brick and mortar store, there's so much overhead that you have to account for. That's kind of like you almost feel like you're wasting money a little bit.
You're gonna get overhead, but if you sell things online, something doesn't go, something gets missed in the mail or something, you're responsible for it.
Some guy just lies and says he didn't get it.
They tell you the game didn't work, and they send you their broken game. It's just. You know, it's just headaches you got to worry about.
Let's say, and a couple of bad feedbacks on your thing, it just looks, they take forever to go away on your online account. Even if it literally wasn't your fault, like, it doesn't matter. Once you get a couple of bad feedbacks, it takes forever to wipe them away.
And you're in a good area. Do you get a lot of walk-in traffic?
I get mostly it's all walk-in because we're down in the village.
Yeah, Babylon Village, for people who don't know.
It's all restaurants. And
it's a nice area. And you're right down the street from the high school.
Yep.
You're like, 2 blocks away from the high school. Can't be that.
So being in a town is much better than being in a little strip mall or something like that?
I think it depends. So. We get the restaurants that have long waits across the street, so people hang out in the store sometimes, especially when it's nasty out. They don't want to stand outside. They come and walk around the store sometimes, and then they come back after they eat, too.
How's the arcade machine doing there?
We had a couple different ones in there. The Street Fighter one seems like it's doing the best, just because it brings people back because there's no other arcades around. So we threw one in there, and it's actually been working pretty good.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of...
How much does the Street Fighter game cost at this point?
We picked that one.
Not the game. Talking about if I wanted to go play the cabinet. A couple quarters. Yeah.
Oh, a quarter.
50 cents.
Oh, 50 cents.
Ours is at 50 cents.
Because I remember, 15 years ago, it was 50 cents. I was wondering if that held or inflation took.
No.
There's none. Basically, those machines don't take dollars. Otherwise, I'm sure they'd be, chucking $5 bills in them.
So you'd say the number one thing you pump out of your store is used games.
I would probably say more the stuffed animals than anything. We do a lot of repairs, so we get a lot of repairs for the systems
that
and stuff
that
like
repairs
that.
Yeah.
We do a lot of disc repairs, a lot of console repairs.
Yeah. Do you actually repair them yourself, or do you send them out? Like
the consoles, we basically have someone who comes and does like the Xbox and the PlayStation, all the older stuff. I do myself.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I know all a bunch. I have a bunch of your promo shit at my house. I have a couple jerseys.
We do jerseys, bags, whatever we get. A good
water
deal
bottles.
On
water
I got,
bottles.
I
use the water bottle.
Yeah, the water bottles are hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely nice.
Get some shot glasses in there or something?
I didn't get any shot glasses. You try to target the kids. You start giving them shot glasses. It might not go over well.
Or fantastic, one or the other.
Or fantastic. It's just a hit or miss thing.
Give them out with MA games.
Yeah, right. If you buy MA's 18 game, whatever it is,
maybe on the new Madden, we'll give you a little shot of bottle of scotch or something.
Is it hard not having that extra, like when game stops, like oh buy Spider-Man here and you get three new outfits or whatever? Like, does anybody ever come in and they're like, what do I get for getting it here? And you're like, nothing. It's mom and pop store. Just stop being a dick.
Some things they do it a couple games. It's not as big as what it sounds like. It's not every single game they make, you know, special orders. They target the big games they know is going to sell.
Do you get a lot of promo shit?
We get some promo stuff, but we get it for the games. We get it for the games they don't get it for. So, it's kind of hit or miss, too. Like, we got stuff for Spider-Man. GameStop didn't have anything for Spider-Man.
Right.
But the Batman, I know you had, they like got, the... we didn't get. So it was like, it's back and forth between the two of them.
Like, do you try to, actually target the stuff that you know GameStop's not going to have?
We get stuff.
I'm talking about, like, the promo items, like the big cutouts and stuff like that.
We get pretty much whatever the warehouse kind of sends to us. Yeah. But we did, one time we did, we had cards made up that were like almost like poster cards that we gave out with Halo because we didn't get anything. So people liked all the Halo things. I made all cards up. They cost me like about 50 a piece or whatever they cost me.
That's cool.
Like 10,000 of them. And we handed them out while everybody was sitting online.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it was just something to kind of drive people in.
And just to drive people in even further, I know you guys have been known to give out some of that freestanding shit once you're done, right?
Yeah. Basically, once the game's out, we put them up on the counter. You can come in and get them.
Right. So if you're like looking to score like a Halo standout or something, once the Halo goes down, they kind of give them
Halo
out.
Ain't ever gone.
Which is fun. Well, no, not anymore. Now
you're back on this subject.
Right.
Start fighting again.
But Victor, what do you guys do with your standee at the over there at the playing trade?
Most of the time, we either save them or some people offer to buy them. Truthfully,
yeah.
Depending on the condition on them, like we have those nice, because we get some of the nice standees.
Yeah,
like some people like offers like $20-$30. We'll sell them. Like,
all right, good to know. Because I know a lot of people wonder about that sometimes. You know, people like shit for their room.
Some of them were really like one guy kept offering us. I forget what, I think it was the old Assassin's Creed one. He offers like $40 the day we put it out. I'm like, you got to give us at least 2 weeks. Like, let us sell the game a little.
Did you end up selling it to him?
Yeah,
cool. Right. Well, I mean, what's he doing with it?
Sleeping, I don't know, he's just
sleeping next to
it. Was
or something?
A big, awesome looking stand up thing,
he
though.
He keeps sneaking up behind it and giving him the secret blade.
He's just a
secret handshake.
All right, man. So that's cool. Anybody who wants to visit it, once again, North Babylon, got a lot of cool shit in there. That about wraps it up for this week. If anyone's got anything else, let me know. The top five, Danny, you're going to hit next week, right?
Yep, got it.
Very nice, very nice. And let's do a little shoot in the breeze and then we'll bounce.
Moral of the story is never open up a playing trade. There's nothing that you're getting from being part of that.
You get the name. I mean,
what name, bro? It's big in California. It's not big over here. Nobody gives it.
They give you the entire build out, though. Like, it's part of the package. Like, it was very easy to put together because it's just literally pieces you put on the wall, paint the store black, put it together. It's not, I wouldn't say it's the best thing to open a playing trade, but I mean, it's not as hard as building your own name up.
I'd much rather do what Jay does. I'm sorry, Ricochet does, and just open my own store and not have
a lot of people would.
In the jar. Like,
yeah, a lot of people would.
I mean, I just can't see them not helping you out. You figure you get all the advertisement from the, you know, the actual.
They're not the best.
I know.
Our
store is awesome.
Play and trade,
but like the company itself isn't the best.
And I'm just so shocked too that you're not getting much profit margin on new games that you buy them for a couple bucks more than you basically sell them for. That.
New games at this point are just to drive people in the door. So you just got to have them.
How much are your profit margins usually on like the used games? Like, how much do you get back usually?
Depends on the game. They all vary. I mean, you usually minimum you make double your money for what you pay for stuff.
That's crazy compared to like the brand new games people want to buy them. Damn, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. You get like Smash Brothers Melee and stuff. We sell out of it every single time it hits the wall.
Oh, I know. You know what? Actually, I know the interview is over, but quick question. I know it depends on your area, but how much would you say that somebody would have to save up to open up their own game store?
You want at least $100,000.
I would say probably you're looking at anywhere from $300,000 to $400,000. You want to have, because you're going to need money. Well,
didn't Ricochet open his own store with $100,000?
Opened my store with less than that.
All right.
I want to say that if I had $250,000,
I know you got like a fat discount on a loadout of right.
I bought a store that was going out.
Right.
So I got all the build out. I basically had all the.
And you just moved the build out straight
just
out.
Just moved the build out over.
Wasn't it a play and trade that was going out?
Yes, it was a play and trade I picked up.
If I had $250,000 cash, man, I wouldn't even bother opening up a game store. I would just do something else. Buy a lot of games, probably.
Not with $250,000, no.
I'd buy a lot of games.
Oh, yeah,
I guess. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I mean,
oh, quick question. Since you are, you know, you own a game store, how much Wii U stuff do you sell?
Why do I gotta be doing
that? Wii U stuff? The Mario Kart's been going good. I can't say anything about the rest of the games.
Right. Compared to, quick question also. Xbox, PlayStation, or Wii U sells the highest out of your store?
Probably Xbox.
Actually, Xbox has been pushed up in the last month because of they took out the Kinect. They doubled their sales in the last month because of that.
Oh, you're talking about the Xbox?
Can I unplug
this? No, all Microsoft, all right. Sony. And so you
can probably try unplugging it by now.
My Xbox is better than my PS3. My PS4 is better than my Xbox One.
Okay.
That's
what I've been hearing.
Me and Bonnerman, we always play the NBA 2K game. He actually just bought it on Xbox 360, now we play it on 360. Even though I have it on one,
right.
It's just too impossible to play with the stupid Kinect. It keeps silence in and out. It's totally...
Kinect, every time I go to, hey, Kinect, go to Netflix, and they don't show in the commercial there, it goes, are you still Rise Like Phoenix? I'm like, yeah, I'm still Rise Like Phoenix. Sign in to fucking Netflix.
Did you not hear the song? Let me show it to you.
Right. I'm big Rise Like Phoenix.
Rise Like Phoenix. Out of the ashes seeking brother.
Why do you give him an opportunity?
I was about to say, seriously.
He likes it. He secretly likes it.
A, I'm jealous I don't have my own song. And B, it applies to my rap.
Swift one.
He has multiple of his own songs, by the way.
So what he spends his free time doing.
If Xbox One made it like HAL from Space Odyssey, I can get more down with that connecting.
Or more voices, at least.
It's like, I'm sorry, Brian. I can't do that.
Right.
It's like,
I'd be into
all it, right, man. Well, I see where you're coming from, HAL. Like,
right.
I guess I'll just play PS4.
All right. So that about wraps it up for this week. For everyone at home, thanks for playing.